fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm so grateful that you're able to tune into the program today. I hope you're walking in God's grace and in the light that comes from Christ, the one who has come for you, Jesus himself, who came from the Father's heart, who was sent by the Father to go in search of the lost. Jesus comes to seek and to save the lost, and that's literally every single human being that's ever walked the planet. Jesus has come to save, and he saves us by bringing the light of God's kingdom, the light of truth, and he sheds that light into your heart and mine, and he comes to us not to condemn us, but to save us. He'll judge sin in us, as I talked about yesterday on the program, and if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs are archived there. You can listen to them on your computer or download them and put them on whatever device you use to listen to them at your leisure. But Jesus is the light of the world. It's kind of the theme this week. Jesus' light is shed in the darkness, and God's judgment. Here's how I ended yesterday's program. Ended up yesterday talking about Harvey Weinstein, of all people, and his story, which is kind of writ large all over the news. And I mentioned that I was recording these shows in October. You're listening to them in November, so I'm not sure how the story has progressed. But what we see there is what we saw in the church. What do I mean? Well, the church has just come through a time, and we're not out of it completely, where I would say God's judgment, God's discipline has been on the church. In the sense of passage Hebrews chapter 12, that God disciplines those whom he loves. And his discipline has come on the church, how? By exposing the sins of the church. God judged the corruption in the church. And the church did not, on her own, deal with that corruption. But it remained hidden. And there were still elements of it active in the church. And that's a sin sickness. And Jesus has come to be the light. Jesus doesn't live in the dark. Jesus is the light of the world, and the church is meant to be the light of the world, but she gets stained by sin, corrupt at various times in human history, and we're living through one, and Jesus, who is truth and life and light and purity, came, and with a severe mercy, he exposed the sins of the church that we didn't want to talk about, and his discipline came, and the point of it all, the point of God's judgment is to bring about repentance. What's repentance? It's a change of life. I ended yesterday's program, as I said, talking about the Harvey Weinstein story, because I believe, I felt like the Lord told me this a few years ago, that his judgments are about to come on the world. Judgment begins with God's own household, and a kind of shift is going to happen. And this is 2015, I felt this very strong. I wrote it in my journal and shared it with just a couple of friends, and I said, I think we're going to see it. I think we're going to see a great deal of chaos in the culture. We're going to see a growing violence and anger. We're going to see things that are hidden are now going to be revealed. Powerful people who are living hypocritical lives, projecting a crafted image to the world, a brand that's false and not true, living in deep hypocrisy, and leading people to corruption. That Jesus was coming in his mercy to judge the world, and he was going to expose it. I think there's a lot more we could end up seeing. And thinking about Fatima, I talked about it last week, and Mary coming to warn the world through three little children, a message of repentance. And Mary said very clearly to them that war is judgment for sin. War is a consequence of sin. It's the deep, deep corruption of human hearts, of sinful human hearts, pride, arrogance, anger, desire to dominate and control. That's there. And war is this grotesque, huge expression of the corruption that's in individual human hearts. The Harvey Weinstein story, from my point of view, is a sign of that judgment. Here's this guy who's the big Hollywood mogul. Everybody in the world knows about Hollywood. Hollywood's the great storyteller of the world, right? It's And it's a massive marketing machine that's projecting its image across the world and trying to shape the world. And Harvey Weinstein is one of the shapers of the world. He projected an image of somebody who he's not. He's a walking lie. He's a corruption. He's disordered. He's disordered by sin. Well, welcome to the human race. That's it. But, like many of us, he's proud. He doesn't admit his sin. He wants to hide it. Or even, if anything, he'll boast in it. Not as something that's wrong, but an expression of his great power and influence, his ability to do what he wants to do, pursuing his own pleasure, manipulating human beings, treating human beings as a means and not an end. That's a corrupt human being. A corrupted human being, a distorted, sick human being who's under the domination of the power of sin and death. I mentioned to my own sorrow that when all of this first happened with him, I was kind of happy about it, but for all the wrong reasons. I wasn't saddened by it. I didn't pray for him. But the Lord began to change my heart and said, look, this is part of what I told you was going to happen. And when someone that public and the hypocrisy of a life that public gets exposed, it's a warning to the whole world, to all those just like him. It's God's mercy. Now, he sees it as the worst thing that ever happened to him. And what's happening is Jesus has brought down all the idols that he's addicted to. All the masks, all the charade is exposed. And his sins are exposed now. And so they don't have the same, potentially they won't have the same hold on him unless he clings to them. This is an opportunity for freedom, for a new beginning, for repentance and turning to God. And turning to Christ will give him a whole new life. But at least at this stage, the stories are his continued finagling, pushing, grasping at, manipulating, wanting the control, wanting the money, wanting the power, wanting the influence, and not being willing to look at himself. Why, that's a desperate human being who is subject to things less than himself. He has no idea who he is. He's a child of God. He's made by God. He's made for God. He's corrupted, but he's made for God. He's made for eternal things. And his destiny and who he is, made in the image and likeness of God, is so far beyond all the idols that he bends his knee to. Lust, corruption, money, power. Like St. Augustine said, he's licking the dirt. He's a slave. And he thinks he's a king. He's a slave. And Jesus, in his mercy, is exposing the pathetic futility of his life. And it's a moment of mercy. Welcome God's judgment. Take it as a moment of reflection for our own lives. What am I hiding? What kind of life am I living? The temptation is to suppress this truth, to suppress the truth about my life, to keep God at arm's length, so that I can continue to control and manage the life that the enemy has actually seduced me to. He's promised Harvey, like the temptation in the desert with Jesus. Hey, Harvey, if you come my way, life's going to be good. I own all the kingdoms of the world. I'll give you a lot. I'll put you on top. You're going to be famous, star of the screen. You're going to manipulate the stars. You're going to be somebody special. He drank the Kool-Aid. The temptation is to suppress the truth about God. That's what's always there in the human heart. That's what we're seeing writ large in our culture today, the suppression of the truth about God. Romans chapter 1 is a passage I've talked to about many times here. It would be worth reflecting on. I encourage you to go to it sometime this week, Romans 1, 18 through 36, something like that. You see the consistent pattern in the human heart to suppress the truth about God. That's a passage Pope Benedict XVI said is really prescient for our time, that it really, he said what it reveals is the constant pattern of human life throughout human history. God makes himself known to us, even in nature itself, that he exists and that somehow we're not the creators of our own being. We're not creators, we're creatures. And we owe the creator something, but we suppress that truth. Harvey's Jewish. I'm sure along the way he was taught something about the Ten Commandments and that God exists, and Abraham and Isaac, Jacob, Moses, the prophets, has probably crossed his life at some point. but he suppresses the truth about that. Why? Because he's listening to the lies of the world. So to get what he wants, he has to suppress the truth. And that itself is the idolatry. We refuse to acknowledge God because we want to be God. We want to be the source. We want to be the center. We want power. We want what belongs to him. We want glory. And we won't submit ourselves to God and receive the gift of life he gives us, which leads us to glory, bestowed on us by God. We want to steal it for ourselves on our own terms. Here's how Pope Benedict described that battle. Truth is available to us, but we do not want it, nor the claim it will make on us. Human beings oppose the truth that would demand submission of them, submission in the form of honoring God and giving God thanks. Friends, you know and you feel and you can see the chaos and the deconstruction of our culture. Deconstruction of human anthropology. What's a person? What's a human being? The deconstruction of marriage. What's a man? What's a woman? God made them male and female. We say, We are what we want to be, and nobody can tell us otherwise. And we suppress God's claim and power on what he made male and female to be, what he made marriage to be, what he made family to be. We say no. And guess what? All kinds of clergymen around the world, because society is running in the direction which is rebellion against God, all kinds of clergymen who are essentially man-fearers and not God-fearers are now trying to adjust the teaching and revelation of Scripture itself and the church to accommodate to the culture. It's an enormous mistake. It's foolishness. It's futility. Here's what Pope Benedict goes on to say. He said, truth itself is far distant and does not show its power, but the opinion of men and women is there and it's dominant. So one follows it. Man fears the close at hand appearance of the power of human opinion more than the distant, powerless light of truth. So people bow to the power of opinion and become its allies and its bearers. They become the slaves of appearance. Once they have begun to become involved with it, they must go on following it step by step. They can indeed no longer break free from the net of shared pretense. Opinion and untruth gains domination. The entire life of a society, political as well as personal decisions, can in this way rest on the dictatorship of untruth, of how things are presented and reported instead of reality itself. An entire society can thus fall from the truth into shared deceit, into a slavery of untruth, of not being. Friends, this is what's going on. We're not stepping into a higher evolution and greater freedom that our new knowledge is leading us to. We're falling into untruth, into shared deceit and pretense, and the domination of untruth. That's what's happening. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. He's the only way out. Cling to Jesus and walk in the light. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.